It's 11 trivia questions on Batman villains, as picked by Patreon subscriber Douglas French and written by other Patreon subscriber Brian Salyer. This is Trivia with Buds. And welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. I am a trivia host in Southern California. Specifically, I live in Fontana, California, which is like Montana with an F and a little bit more street racing. So if you are just stumbling onto this show, you're in for a treat. If you like pop culture, if you like Batman specifically, today the whole episode's about Batman villains. These episodes come out every single day, and we've done some other Batman trivia. If you just search the word Batman and trivia with Buds on Google, you'll come across a bunch of links to, I would say, at least five or six episodes we've done that were related to Batman in some way over the last 2.5 years. And if you want to make sure you don't miss any future episodes, just hit subscribe on your device, and you'll get those episodes sent to you every single day. If there's a topic you want me to do, you can join our Patreon page just like Doug French did. You can go to patreon.com/trivia with buds, donate $5 or more, and pick a topic in our big Patreon subscriber spreadsheet. So you can go in there and you go, let's see, the next 3 months, I'd like one of these, one of those, and one of them. And I will get to those at some point. Sometimes when I don't get to them quick enough, a knight in shining armor steps in, and his name today is Brian Salyer. He wrote all the questions for Batman villains in another episode that we're going to put out in the next couple days called Famous Movie Cars. He said, hey, I noticed in the spreadsheet that you were a little behind, so I wrote some questions for you. And I said, holy cow, thanks, Bri, because I was behind. And you're saving the day. So it's a big help. And if you ever want to write questions for the show, always looking for content, makes my job a little bit easier. And that is a great way to support the show if you don't want to do it monetarily. You could just send me some content and I'll record it and turn it into an episode. So feel free to do that anytime. And if you want to donate more than $5 to the show, there's tons of different tiers. We have a book club. I think it's at the $20 level. We have a t-shirt club at the $30 level. We have a magnet club at the $7 level. And I just sent out a few really cool magnets for rewards this month. Not everybody got the same magnet this month. So some people got some for the fridge. Some people, like my friend Jess Whitener, she will be getting a Hogwarts-related magnet. It's like a bookmark, magnetic bookmark. That's what I was searching for. And you can use it to save your page in a book, but it's also got one of the Hogwarts houses on it. I think hers says Gryffindor. So check that out, Jess, in the mail. And if you're into magnets and things like that, go to patreon.com/triviawithbuds and see what you can get for supporting the show. Lots of fun coming up in the next few days. We got some show takeovers. Tomorrow, we'll be doing an episode where my friend Luke McKay hosts the entire show. I'm not even going to be on it. You're going to be like, what is this? Did Buds get an accent? Did he move down under? He did not. That's going to be Luke McKay, who is guest hosting an episode. You're going to hear a whole episode guest hosted by my wife, Ashley Starling Buds. That'll be kind of fun. It's going to be on Anne Rice novels and a whole bunch of other stuff in between, from live shows and little recording sessions in my office. And by office, I mean that corner of my bedroom that doesn't have as much stuff in it for me to sit. So, yes, this is my life. I host trivia at a bunch of different places around Southern California. You can find all the locations at triviawithbuds.com. And it's my very favorite thing to do. You know, even on a really busy work week like this one is turning out to be, I still sit back and I go, hey, I get to do this. And I don't have to go sit in an office for 9 hours, 10 hours a day. And I don't have to wait on checks and things. I just go, I make the money, and we pay off debt. And we're really close to being debt-free with this program that I'm on, which is just paying it off. It's, you know, just think about it instead of letting it sit there. So people have messaged me about being Dave Ramsey followers, because I mention it sometimes, and I am as well. So if you want to talk about that, you can send me an email. You could jump into our chat on Discord, which is available if you donate a dollar or more to the show. And we can talk about money, because I'm getting into it. And I've been doing that program for the last 9 months or so, and it's really paying off. So I wanted to throw that out there, because there are some people who message that say, hey, I did that, or hey, I'm thinking about doing that, and happy to help you with your endeavor and to jump into it. If you have any questions about how I'm doing it or how our family is making it work, happy to help you out. Just email me, ryanbuds@gmail.com. All right. Today's episode, all about Batman villains. We got some Penguin. We got some Mr. Freeze. We got some Riddler. And speaking of the Riddler, I was thinking about in fourth or fifth grade, I wanted to be the Riddler for Halloween. I think Batman Forever was very popular. And I wanted to be the Jim Carrey Riddler. And my mom said, hey, I'll make you a Riddler costume. And she made me the Batman 66 costume, which was it was just like a green set of sweats with purple question marks in felt that she glued to it. And it actually looked pretty sweet. But at the time, I remember being kind of like embarrassed, like, oh, I wanted to be the cool Jim Carrey Riddler. I didn't want to be this old Riddler. But when I think about it now, I like that old Riddler so much better, the Jim Carrey Riddler. And mom, I'm sorry if I showed you any guff when I didn't like that costume, but it is, it's a fantastic memory in my head now. And I remember getting a lot of compliments on it at school, mostly from teachers who were probably of the 60s generation that were like, finally a costume for me. But that's my quick Riddler story. We're going to jump into 11 questions on Batman villains written by Brian Salyer for Douglas French right about now. Here we go. All right, everybody, Batman villains, question number one. What is the Penguin's real name? Question number one, what is the Penguin's real name? Question number two, who played Mr. Freeze in the movie Batman and Robin? What actor played Mr. Freeze in the film Batman and Robin? Question number three, what long-lived Batman villain is the leader of the League of Assassins or League of Shadows in the movies? Number three, what's the name of the long-lived Batman villain who's the leader of the League of Assassins or League of Shadows in the movies? Question number four, Batman villains. It must have been a thriller to have this classic horror actor play Egghead in the old Batman 66 series. Who was he? Number four, it must have been a thriller to have this classic horror actor play Egghead in the old Batman 66 series. Who was the actor? Number four. Question number five, Jervis Tetch and his powers of mind control is better known as what foe of the Caped Crusader? Number five, Jervis Tetch and his powers of mind control is better known as what foe of the Caped Crusader? Number five. Question number six, this actor who recently played a Marvel character was behind Bane's mask in The Dark Knight Rises. Who was he? Number six, who played Bane in The Dark Knight Rises? Question number seven, this secret society debuted in comics in 2011, but has been controlling Gotham City since the colonial days and uses assassins known as Talons to do their dirty work. What's the name of that group? Number seven, the secret society that debuted in the 2011 comics and has been controlling Gotham City since the colonial days and uses assassins known as Talons to do their dirty work. Who are we talking about there? Number seven. Question number eight, which villain uses a fear toxin to commit crimes and battle Batman? Number eight, which villain uses a fear toxin to commit crimes and battle Batman? Question number nine, what actor, who was a somewhat two-faced character in another popular franchise, played D.A. Harvey Dent in the 1989 Tim Burton Batman movie and then returned as the voice of Two-Face in the Lego Batman movie? Who was that actor? Number nine. Question number 10, Dr. Robert Kirkland Langstrom takes a serum he created and becomes what Batman villain? Number 10, Dr. Robert Kirkland Langstrom takes a serum he created and becomes what Batman villain? And the bonus question is, name three actresses who have played Catwoman on TV and the big screen, not counting Halle Berry in that terrible movie. Number 11, name three actresses who played Catwoman on TV and the big screen, not counting Halle Berry in Catwoman. Got to name three there. All right, those are your questions for Batman villains. Thank you, Brian Salyer, for writing those. Thanks, Doug, for the great topic pick. We'll be right back in just a few seconds with the answers. Batman villains, we're back in the Batmobile, and we're cruising along, and figuring out what we got right and what we got wrong. Number one, what is the penguin's real name? I was looking for Oswald Cobblepot. Oswald Cobblepot, made famous, I guess, in all the Batman versions, but specifically I remember in Batman Returns with Danny DeVito running for mayor and all that stuff. I thought that was great. Number two, who played Mr. Freeze in the Batman and Robin movie? That was, of course, former California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. Everybody chill. Number three, what long-lived Batman villain is the leader of the League of Assassins or League of Shadows in the movies? That's Ra's al Ghul. Ra's al Ghul, played by old Liam Neeson in Batman Begins. Number four, it must have been a thriller to have this classic horror actor play Egghead in the old Batman TV series, Vincent Price, who is the narrator of the Thriller music video. That's why Brian hinted at that. Number five, Jervis Tetch and his powers of mind control, are better known as the foe, the Mad Hatter. The Mad Hatter, number five. Number six, this actor who recently played a Marvel character, the Marvel character was Venom. I have not seen that. I'm sure it's not that great, but I'd like to see it. Was behind Bane's mask in The Dark Knight Rises. That was Tom Hardy. Great in the movie Warrior. That's my favorite Tom Hardy movie. Number seven, this Secret Society debuted in comics in 2011, but has been controlling Gotham City since the colonial days and uses assassins known as Talons to do their dirty work. That's the Court of Owls. I've never read any of that, but I do want to jump into it at some point. I saw a cool collectible book or graphic novel, I guess, at Barnes & Noble that comes with like a Court of Owls mask. It has like a big owl mask, and I never knew what it was, but now I guess that that's probably what that's for. Number eight, which villain uses a fear toxin to commit crimes and battle Batman? Looking for the Scarecrow. I bet there's been a couple fear toxin villains over the years, but I guess the most popular one would be the Scarecrow. Number nine, which actor who was a somewhat two-faced character in another popular franchise, Star Wars, played D.A. Harvey Dent in the 1989 Tim Burton Batman movie and then returned as the voice of Two-Face in the Lego Batman movie, Billy D. Williams, Colt 45 spokesman, Billy D. Williams. Number 10, Dr. Robert Kirkland Langstrom takes a serum he created and becomes Man-Bat, the Man-Bat. I have a Batman the Animated Series Man-Bat figure. You click a button on his back and he flaps his big old wings. It's pretty cool. And the bonus, name three actresses who have played Catwoman minus Halle Berry. You could have said any of these three. Julie Newmar, Eartha Kitt. Those were both from the Batman 66 series. Lee Merriweather. That was Batman the movie based on the TV series. Then we had Michelle Pfeiffer in Batman Returns. Anne Hathaway in The Dark Knight Rises. And Carmen or Cameron, maybe? I don't know if it's a typo or not. C-A-M-R-E-N. Bikondova on the show Gotham. So the girl who plays her on Gotham. You could have said any three of those and got the points. Those were your questions and answers for Batman villains. Guys, thanks so much for playing along. And thank you again to Brian Salyer for writing those questions. Very helpful. Thank you, dude. Appreciate it. If you want to write some questions for this show, send them to me anytime, ryanbuds@gmail.com. Always looking for content, like I mentioned in the intro, and I'll give you some credit. I'll plug whatever you want me to plug. And again, it just helps me kind of keep the show rolling on these busy work weeks where I'm traveling to the East Coast and things to do weird shows for dental companies. Check out my website, triviawithbuds.com. And if you want to host an event with me, you can send me a message on the contact form over there or email me anytime, ryanbuds@gmail.com. I'll travel anywhere and it'll be a ton of fun. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks for telling a friend about this show. And we'll see you tomorrow for more trivia with me. Cheers.